I think it's galling. I mean, particularly after all the changes that we had last season in fixtures for the first game of this season, to be messed around like this is ridiculous, really. But I must say that, I mean, I've spoken to the guys at Luton Town Football Club. I have to say, you know, they've been great in, you know, what they're trying to do. They have been trying to, you know, make sure that the game, you know, goes ahead at a reasonable time for fans. But it seems that this has come down to a policing decision, and they've been put in a position where they've been told, you either play when we want you to or you don't play at all.
Don't you think that's fair enough, though? Safety comes first.
It does, but I mean, why should a football match or anything be disrupted? You know, why should something else take precedence? Of course, fan safety is important, but I have a feeling that the police may have taken a massive knee-jerk reaction. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a non-league game. You know, would the same thing be happening if it weren't Luton being involved in this game with their, historical following, numbers of fans following the game around? I have my doubts if it was two other teams in the conference playing Telford, that it would have, that the same result would have occurred.
Do you think when the Luton players walk out on the pitch at 7:45 or on the evening of the 13th, then they will see considerably less Luton Town fans there now?
Oh, I think undoubtedly. I think, you know, everything that's going on, I mean, the arrangements for picking up tickets at a service station and being bussed in seem to be bizarre, to say the least. And I think, you know, the lateness of the game is going to put people off going. You know, there's also people who've already made plans and they're just not going to be willing to come up with new arrangements to get there.
And how do you feel about the idea that you won't get your tickets, you have to go and collect them at 6 o'clock from the service station on the way to the match?
As I say, it just seems completely bizarre, and I haven't found out a reason really why the police feel that's necessary. The arrangements, although they've been announced in full, still have some questions to be answered. I mean, most service stations, I'm sat in one now, looking at a sign that says that vehicles will be clamped after 2 hours unless you pay. Well, you know, what are they doing about that? People driving are going to have to leave their cars there and be bussed in, but they're going to be there for longer than 2 hours. So, you know, there are a lot of questions outstanding, and it just seems bizarre why tickets couldn't have been arranged to be sent out to fans. You know, they've obviously got major concerns about this EDL march and the fact of having a Luton Town game on the same day, but there is no connection between Luton Town and EDL. So, why come up with these rules?
Well, some would say there was a connection between Luton Town and EDL. Of course, EDL is where Luton is where the EDL were formed. And also, we've reported on Three Counties Breakfast this week how the leader of EDL, Stephen Lennon, has been prosecuted for football hooliganism. So there, you can see how these concerns could have come about.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's an indirect connection there. I mean, to actually connect Luton Town Football Club with individuals who choose to be a member of another organisation is a tenuous link. And I think you have to bear in mind that, if 500 Luton fans are going, I would think the proportion of those that are members of EDL are very low.
Should Luton Town fans perhaps appreciate that the police are trying to keep them safe as possible rather than looking on this in a negative way?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, fan safety and everything is paramount here. But, you know, what fans are upset about is the lateness of the arrangements. You know, why does the Luton match have to be moved? Why couldn't the police say to EDL, well, you've got a march at 7:45 in the evening, or you've got a march? You know, it always seems to be, you know, let's look at what the easy option is here.